Hello, this is Anna Laura Brown with the Healthy Happy Autoimmune Podcast, where we help you be healthy and happy no matter where you are on your autoimmune journey. Discover solutions for both physical and emotional wellness. Visit healthyhappyautoimmune.com for show notes and resources, and let's get started with today's episode. Hello, this is Anna Laura Brown of AnnaLauraBrown.com, and today I'm going to talk with you about what I consider to be one of the more important topics when it comes to your journey to becoming healthy and happy autoimmune, and more specifically, your thyroid. So what I'm going to be talking with you today is about how to figure out your perfect thyroid diet. And in case you weren't aware, this is a lot more difficult than what it might seem. And part of this is because there's a lot of conflicting information on the internet. There's a lot of conflicting information in different books that have been out there published. And so, you know, it's not like there's a one size fits all, or that even any of the functional medicine doctors or regular doctors or that anybody can really agree on exactly what makes up the perfect thyroid diet. So I'm going to give you some tips and hints about how to figure that out. So let's jump in and get started. So before I get started though, I want to give you a summary of some of the different things that I'm going to be talking about. So number one is knowing your numbers when it comes to your thyroid. Number two is talking with your doctor. Number three, consult a nutritionist or health coach. Number four, listen to your intuition. Number five, try an elimination diet. Number six, start with the basics, gluten-free and dairy-free. And number seven, consider paleo or AIP. Okay, so let's get started. So number one is to know your numbers. This is one of the most important things because there are varying degrees of thyroid conditions, with Hashimoto's being the most common and then Graves' disease being a little bit less common. When it comes to actual autoimmune conditions, but then there are a lot more, especially women out there that have thyroid issues, different levels of hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism. And so it's really, really important to know what your thyroid numbers are and to get those checked at least once a year. Personally, I've been getting them checked more like 3 times a year. I'm hoping that pretty soon I'm going to be able to get them tested maybe only once or twice a year, but my numbers have been jumping up and down so much that I've had to do it more frequently. And the reason for this is that if you have Hashimoto's like I do, then it's more important to control your diet, and you have to be even pickier than if you have, you know, just slightly imbalances in your thyroid. And, you know, Graves' disease is going to be the same thing. You have to be pickier with Graves' disease than you do with, you know, just being just a little bit off. Because if you have an actual autoimmune condition like Hashimoto's or Graves', then you're going to be off by a lot more. And chances are good as well that if you are listening to me talk today, that you are a woman. There are a lot more women that have autoimmune conditions and thyroid issues than there are men. And, you know, I think there are a lot of reasons for this, but this is one of the reasons that I've titled my channel and my podcast Healthy Happy Autoimmune, is because I want you to be healthy and happy with the autoimmune condition and learn how to live with it, how to manage it, control it, and potentially even get it to go into remission. I don't personally believe that you can actually be cured once you've had it, and that's what I've heard as well, but you can push it into remission. And I find that one of the main reasons I think it's mostly women that, and those of us that, you know, the female sex that end up with it, is that we have a tendency to get more stressed out. We don't take care of ourselves as frequently, and just some of the things that happen with the women's anatomy, it, you know, we have a tendency to get it more frequently. That said, it's not like it's unheard of. Like, I do actually even know one man that I know of who has Hashimoto's, so it's, you know, it's definitely possible for men to have it, but it's usually women who get it more frequently. Okay, so know your numbers and make sure you get them checked often. So that's the first thing. You know, get a good sense of how big of a problem do you have with your thyroid, and that will determine how strict you need to be. Okay, number two is to talk with your doctor. And this can get a little bit tricky because if you've been working with, you know, just like a traditional medical doctor, a lot of times they're not going to know as much about the thyroid and how to help you heal. They're going to focus more on medications, and they may not even give you any advice at all about how to choose a thyroid diet. So I highly recommend that if you aren't already working with some sort of functional medicine doctor or chiropractor or somebody that knows a little bit more about nutrition as it relates to the thyroid, that that's going to be I really strongly recommend that you do that. And then number three, you're going to consult a nutritionist or a health coach. So as a certified health coach, I specialize in helping people with thyroid healing diets and helping you to figure out what the right diet is. I can't tell you because, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I can definitely give you some good recommendations about things that you should take a look at. And in some cases, you may even want to get consultations from more than one, especially if you have Hashimoto's or Graves. I'm definitely going to recommend you get consultations or talk to more than one doctor or healthcare professional, and maybe even more than one nutritionist or health coach. Because the problem you'll have, and I mentioned this in my intro, is that there's a lot of conflicting advice. So, for example, there are a lot of books written out there by doctors that swear by the AIP or the autoimmune paleo diet, but then there are some that say, depending on the different kinds of infections and the root cause of your thyroid, you may be able to just do regular paleo, or, you know, in some cases, there are, you know, things that claim that you can still have some grains. So, you know, there's a lot of different advice and things out there. And while I definitely recommend you read those books and you do that research, you need to know that it's going to be a personalized journey for you to figure out for yourself exactly what you should do. Okay, so then, which goes into the next one, is to listen to your intuition. So I believe that a lot of us have a lot and are born deep down inside with a lot of God-given intuition. We know basically what is good for us, what's bad for us, and a lot of this can also be acquired through doing things like tracking with a food journal, so that would be another idea. And doing this can actually help you determine, you know, after you eat certain things, how do you feel? And in some cases, you may have to go a week or two without something before you'll be able to determine what eating that food does for you. So I'll give you a good example of this. I have always liked tomatoes and ketchup and tomato sauce and soups and barbecue chicken and different things that have tomatoes in it. And, you know, the last few months I've really been having some pretty severe hiccups and heartburn and maybe even stomach issues. And recently I decided to try giving up tomatoes. So it's actually going to be, from the date of this filming this video, it will have been about 2 weeks since the last time I had any tomatoes or anything with tomato in it. And I have to tell you that I actually have a lot less heartburn and stomach troubles. So I'm starting to think that I may either have to give up tomatoes completely, or tomatoes or barbecue or ketchup, something like that. Maybe something I can maybe only have once a month or something in very small quantities. And this, you know, ironically is one of the things on the AIP diet, which I'm actually not doing a really strict AIP diet. And I'm going to talk about that in a coming up video and episode about why. But, you know, anyhow, so tomatoes are definitely something that you may want to take a look at. It's also something that people a lot of times miss. They don't realize that tomatoes might be causing it, but they actually are. Okay, so then the next thing you want to do is to try an elimination diet. And there are different ways to do this, and there are actually some books that have been written about elimination diets, and I will put at least one, maybe two, in the notes with this so that you can take a look at those books. But the basic idea behind it is that you eliminate foods from your diet, and then you gradually add them back in and try to determine which foods are really causing you problems. And there are two main ways to do an elimination diet. One way is to be really, really strict and eliminate almost everything at once and then gradually add things back in. The other way is to do kind of like I just explained with the tomatoes, is to just eliminate one thing that you think might be causing problems and then gradually add it back in and see if it really does in fact cause you problems. Personally, as a health coach and my experience in having a little bit of training in the psychology of, you know, how people struggle with cravings and getting people to change their health and habits and that kind of thing, I personally recommend that you don't go all out at once, because it's just going to be too hard to do, especially if you eliminate too many food groups at once. So, you know, doing things like starting with going gluten-free first, then after you've done that for a month or two, then gradually, you know, maybe take away other things, that kind of thing. But trying to do it all at once is going to be really difficult, if not almost impossible, for most people. Okay, so then the other thing that you want to do is you definitely want to start with the basics, and the basics include being gluten-free and dairy-free. And I know that this is something that's going to be really difficult for a lot of people. I know personally being dairy-free is something that I've had a lot harder time with, and over time, you'll kind of figure out how that works for you. Personally, I actually am still able to tolerate a little bit of butter because butter, the way it's processed, doesn't cause the issues that cheese and yogurt and ice cream and things like that cause. And I have to say giving up cheese has been the hardest because cheese, there really isn't any good vegan or dairy-free cheese out there, if you will. There are some things that kind of work, you know, like you can use nutritional yeast, like in egg omelets and things like that, but it's really tough. You know, there are some cheeses made of nuts, but even then nuts can be inflammatory for some people, and I've noticed that nuts are not great for me either. So, you know, I've had to just learn to give it up, you know, and it's really tough. There are, you know, some really good, however, dairy-free options that you can either buy or make yourself for things like cream cheese or yogurt and ice cream and things like that. There's really good dairy-free options, but there aren't really any good ones that I found when it comes to actual cheese. So, you know, that's going to be a tough one. So for me personally, anyhow, that was a lot harder than going gluten-free. But, you know, those two things are really the basics of a foundation of a good thyroid healing diet. And from not only the books I've read and the research I've done, but the people I've talked to, I've discovered that 99% of people who have some kind of a thyroid condition have to give those up pretty much over the long term, if not permanently, if in order to really see some progress and success with healing their thyroid. That's just how it goes. And fortunately, these day and age, with a lot of people who have allergies and other autoimmune conditions that are not just the thyroid that are affected by those things, there's a lot more choices that we have. In fact, I recently was targeted with a Facebook ad and, you know, took them up on it and tried it out with a so-and-so cream, in quotes, cheese that is actually not really a cheese because it's made from sunflower seeds and coconut oil and tapioca flour, and I have to tell you, it actually tastes really good, and I would say almost as good as the real thing. So, you know, there's a lot of different things being released that can help you in that endeavor. Okay, and then last but not least is consider either paleo or AIP. So AIP stands for autoimmune paleo, and it is a very strict diet that in my experience is not super practical for a lot of people, and it also can be really expensive as well. It basically consists of eating almost exclusively meat and fruits and veggies, with the emphasis being mostly on meat and veggies. You actually can't have any grains on that diet. You can't have any nuts. You can't have any seeds. You can't have eggs. And you also can't have any nightshade vegetables. So that would be eggplant, tomatoes, and peppers, and potatoes. So you can have sweet potatoes, but not white or red potatoes. And that's, and no sugar, of course, and not really even any sugar substitutes. So even things like xylitol and stevia are not allowed on that diet. And a lot of people really swear by it, but it's really, really difficult. In fact, I would say 99% of people can't do it without a personalized health coach or, you know, somebody really guide them through it. And my experience has been that even though a lot of the books and the research swear by it, that sometimes I don't know if you absolutely have to be that strict. So personally, what I'm currently doing, which I found has been really good for me, is that I am more or less just regular paleo. So that means I still eat regular potatoes and I occasionally eat tomatoes and peppers. I don't really like eggplant, so that's not really an issue. And I don't eat grains 95% of the time. So occasionally if we're having a holiday, a birthday treat, something like that, I might have an occasional gluten-free cookie or something that has some grains, but for the most part, I don't eat grains. However, I do eat anything that's considered seeds. So for example, chia seeds, flax seeds, also buckwheat and quinoa are actually technically considered a seed, so I do eat those. I also, however, don't eat any nuts, and the regular paleo diet allows for nuts and things like nut flours and things like that, but I, you know, will do like some coconut milk or occasionally do some almond milk, which, you know, technically has some almonds in it, but the way it's processed is a little bit differently, so it's not like eating straight almonds, chocolate with almonds or almond butter or anything like that, so it's a little bit different, so you get the idea. I'm basically more or less paleo minus the nuts. And that has a tendency to seem to be working for me. My antibody numbers are not as low as I would like, but for the most part, I seem to have a lot of energy. I seem to be, you know, pretty healthy, seem to feel pretty good, haven't been sick at all this year, thank goodness. you know, 2020, where a lot of people were getting sick. I actually haven't been. And so, you know, I feel like for the time being, it's working pretty well for me. I, you know, may eventually have to get a little bit stricter. Like, I'm still eating eggs and I might have to try giving those up. We'll have to see how things go over the next year or two. But anyhow, the gist of it is that you have to get help, do research, do some of these things. But at the end of the day, the ideal thyroid diet is going to be the one that works for you, and it's going to be the one that you can stick to. Because the reality is, if you can't stick to it over the long term, then, you know, it doesn't do you any good. So, hope you found this helpful. If you would like to reach out to me for a free consultation, I will include the link. Anyhow, it is also annalaurabrown.com/wellness, and I hope to connect with some of you and hear your story, hear how it is that I can help you. And with that, take care, and I will see you guys back later for another chat and conversation with me, or possibly even an interview that I may have coming up within the next week.